Hi, Tamsin Greenway here. And if, like me, you're a massive netball fan, then listen up. Because Sky Sports Off The Court is coming to your favourite podcast platform. This is where the biggest stars in the game talk openly and honestly about their life on and off the court as we break down what it means to be a netballer in 2024. Plus, it's your chance to ask me any questions. So if you want to know what makes Elle Cardwell difficult to mark, or you just need advice about how you get free from that tricky centre, whatever it is, I'm here if you need. And you don't have to have a Sky subscription to listen. Just like our YouTube series, it's free to download. So if you know your goal defence from your wing attack, or you just want to know what Helen Housby has for breakfast, then give Off The Court a follow. That's Off The Court, a Sky Sports podcast.
It's James Thompson Boston here, Flyhawk ambassador, and online at flyhawk.com, you can find their full range of netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages to suit everyone. They are available in UK size 4 to 24. They come in different lengths. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee so you can try some of the range.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Jackie Newton from the Cardiff Dragons. Jackie, we'll look at Dragons' great start to the season shortly, but can I quickly look at how things ended at Magpies? I suppose at the time as well, you went through a lot of contract hassles. And what extent did this have on making you look elsewhere?
Initial meeting we had with the club was honestly a shock when they said that they were doing a review into the netball program. We weren't really sure what that meant. And then following that up with the fact that said the results of that review not pick up the netball team definitely was a big surprise. For me, I'd been at Pies for 3 years, was very happy to call the black and white home for that long. Obviously, there were girls there that had been there for much longer. Even Ash Pies had been there since its inauguration. So, yeah, it was a really difficult adjustment. It was quite a tough time. And then that on top of all the, obviously, contract talks and the situation, everything going on, it was, yeah, definitely full on. I think a lot of players were left in limbo a little bit. It was quite straightforward for me to look elsewhere. And when Dragons reached out, I couldn't say no.
And a nice appeal of the Super League then. It was obviously that viable option for you as well. So did you get a bit of advice from Jeeva?
Not really, to be honest. I think we both kind of went about our business our own ways. And then when I saw that she'd signed up for a team, it was nice knowing that I'd at least know someone over here when I moved. But I'd heard a lot of different things about the Super League from a few different people. So, yeah, I felt like I had all the information and resources that I needed, and it just really helped me with my decision. So that was good.
Was Super League always something that you'd maybe want to experience as part of your career?
It was always in the back of my mind. I don't think I had a goal to be in the Super League specifically, but I was definitely very interested in the experience that it could provide me, obviously moving across the world, having that UK exposure, and then obviously having Europe next door, like living abroad for a year. Like, it just definitely offered a completely different experience compared to living in Melbourne, where I've lived for the past 8 or 9 years, definitely called Melbourne home. So yeah, this has been a really massive switch up.
So now you're here, what's Cardiff like as a place now you're here?
I love Cardiff. I think it's great. And I was saying to someone the other day, the fact that I like it so much now when it's quite cold and miserable, it's only going to get better when it gets warmer. So we've actually gone out for a team walk today. The sun's out. Yeah, I really like it. I'm not sure if it's a mixture of the place itself or just the people here. I just love the people here. My teammates have just made me so welcoming that it's really hard for me not to love where I am. So, yeah, I'm very lucky.
A lot of fans of the league and obviously Dragons themselves have been really impressed by the start of the season so far.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, we have had a strong start, could definitely be stronger. Having the one win, one loss, one draw, obviously we would like those to be three wins. But we're just happy that we can put out a brand of netball that kind of reinvents the Dragon name, which obviously didn't have too much success last year or in previous years. We just want to show people that that's not who we are anymore. I think we're doing an all right job with that so far. So hopefully we can keep the fans enthralled and we can keep those wins coming.
What's it like playing alongside Leah so far? Already signs of a really strong partnership.
Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. People think just because we're both Australian that we've defended together before or would have some special bond.
Have you?
But we've actually, well, the bond's come along, but we've actually never played together. I think we played against each other years and years and years ago in some uni tournament or something. But other than that, I'd not had any really anything to do with her in Australia because she was the age groups above me. I knew of her, but didn't really know her that much. So I'm just stoked that I've come over and we've been defending together for years, let alone three games in. So yeah, very lucky.
People like Hannah have well made team of the week twice in a row. Lucy and Nancy as well. They're going to be really ones to watch over the course of the season. So maybe a couple of thoughts on them.
Yeah, Hannah's been pivotal in our attack end. It's really great having G and Han down there, just as two tall, reliable timbers that can put goals through the hoop for our team. So that's been really awesome. And they're both so different. So I just love the versatility that we've got down there. And yeah, Hannah's shooting 45 from 45 last week. I mean, that speaks for itself. So no, she's great. And I think the depth of our team as a whole, like as you said, Lucy and Nance, Shona, I mean, getting Elle back, that'll be great. Like, it's just really great looking at our team and knowing that we've got depth and players that we can trust wherever
and
we are,
Nia
whatever
as well.
Position we find ourselves in. Oh, Nia's been an absolute jet. I've loved defending with Nia. She just adds so much energy and, like, just keeps me accountable. Like, it just makes me want to be better. Like, her attitude, like, she's extremely passionate. She's so dogged, and it just makes me want to match her energy. And it's just really, yeah, it's helped me improve my game as well. She keeps me accountable. I think we've got off to a really great start again, only really playing three official Super League games together, and you wouldn't really think that we've only played 180 minutes so far. So yeah, it's gone really well.
Jill McIntosh, have you worked with her previously?
I have not worked with Jill at all either. She initially is from the west of Australia, so I've got some friends from Perth who have worked with her before, and I hear good things about it, but I've never worked with her personally, and I'm loving it. She's calm, she's to the point, you know exactly what she's thinking, what she's saying, which you love in a coach, because, you know, if you've played a good game, if she tells you, good game, Jack, you can really take it as a genuine comment, because if there's something you need to work on, she'll let you know, which, again, I love that. And I think she's just doing her best as well, to the same thing as I said before, just reinvent this group and prove that we can win and that we are a winning team, that we want that winning mentality. So I think she was pretty happy on the weekend that we got that one goal win, because I think the Dragons team have passed. Maybe we would have let that slip away. Yeah, we're just building that winning culture, and I think Jill's doing a really good job of that.
Storm at the weekend, what kind of game are you expecting?
They're obviously coming away from a good win last round. So I think we're expecting a game that will be quite fast-paced. I think they enjoy their ball speed, having Peace as their post-up shooter, but also with SCL out front. I think they'll be a good challenge, but some hopefully good matchups with our defence end. And I think it's just about us being patient and not panicking at any point. So hopefully we'll just play our game and, yeah, not get too caught up in them.
The game's going to be streaming on BBC Sport from 6 on Saturday. Jackie, so much for your time.
Oh, no worries. Thank you so much for having me.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast's rail.